the season for graduation ceremonies. Along with that comes the selection of a valedictorian. Some high schools no longer name a single valedictorian, but recognize several top students instead. NPR's Robert Smith reports from Seattle.
At a recent reception for the Seattle area's top students, the room was swarming with valedictorians. Neatly dressed 4.0 earning students were everywhere, and not just one from each school. The catchword for the night was co-valedictorian. David Sunby from Kent Meridian High School is sharing the honor with two of his classmates.
We all get to be valedictorian. We're actually going to write a speech together and give it as a three-headed address to our graduating class.
If David has a cutthroat, competitive desire to be the number one student at his school, he doesn't show it.
Letting us all get up there and speak, whether it's individually or together, it allows us to just get recognition and the opportunity to speak for the work we've put in.
At least dealing with three valedictorians is manageable. Some kids here are sharing the title with four, five, even nine of their classmates. The problem for schools is that it's getting harder to definitively say who is the single best student. With a graduating class of, say, 500 students and grade inflation making A's more common, schools can expect a bumper crop of kids with perfect grades. On top of that, how do you weigh the difference between an A in art and an A in calculus? At Roosevelt High School in Seattle, there are 10 valedictorians. Jean Van Ochten, the head counselor, says the faculty used to narrow that down to a single top student, but decided it was unfair.
You only recognize one person, and really all of them deserve to be recognized.
Other schools are simply doing away with the title and honoring all 4.0 students. Only a few, like Bellevue High, are moving in the other direction. They used to have co-valedictorians, but it started to extend an already long ceremony.
I would look at the logistics of having 14 people come up to get a valedictorian medal, where the history of valedictorian and salutatorian is it's one person for each position.
Susan LaRossa, a counselor at Bellevue High, says they had to come up with a way to determine who really worked the hardest for their 4.0. Now they count the number of honors and AP classes, and if there's still a tie, they look at the total number of credits. Only one person wins.
See, I think it means more now, at least to Bellevue, because of the fact that we go through a process and there's one person and not 12.
Of course, picking just one student can lead to hard feelings. And worse, high schools in Texas have been sued over their choice of valedictorian. But in Texas, being the top student means a state scholarship. Other places, being valedictorian may not mean much anymore. Universities hand out acceptances long before the graduation speakers are chosen. And as Sarah Hardy, another co-valedictorian from the Seattle area, points out, colleges are now looking for other things.
They look for well-rounded people with, you know, different interests and, you know, being able to actually speak to people and having communication skills and stuff. Grades aren't everything. It's not something, once you get out into the real world, that you're going to go around and introduce yourself as a valedictorian.
But in a room full of them, they can talk freely about their most pressing problem, what to actually say to the graduating class. Despite the proliferation of valedictorians, co-valedictorians, and should-have-been valedictorians, no one here seems to have finished their speeches. Robert Smith, NPR News, Seattle.